Good morning, 7:12 a.m. 7:12, yes. On Friday the 21st, I'm up and moving early. Kid didn't go to school. Wife's going to stay home. I'm glad I made progress yesterday because I'm probably not going to make as much as I want today. On the upside, I don't have as many trips out that I need to do. I either need to make a grocery run or commit to pizza for dinner. I can make a chowder. Maybe I'll do that. Anyway, it's kind of nippy. It's 35. Sun is just barely up. 17 minutes. Actually, 1640 something, probably, not counting the stop for the fixture. So yeah, good timing. Good time on the first mile. See if we can get the second mile. So yeah, yesterday was a very good progress day. I'm not going to tell you what I'm working on, which will tell some of you what I'm working on. Very positive day yesterday. Lots of stuff gotten taken care of yesterday. Although I still haven't heard back from Dan Sawyer about Crudrat. I think I'm done with that project, but I'm waiting for his final say-so. I did push a button, I guess yesterday, the day before even, on the paperback version of Half Share. So that one is completely off the plate for the moment. The, Full Share is, I think it's about two-thirds done in terms of paperback markup. So that's good. We're making progress. Last night was an interesting opportunity to get on to Self-Publishing Roundtable podcast. John Ward invited me to sit in for a guest who had to drop out at the last minute. One of the hosts had a death in the family. And since that guest author was a friend of the host, without the host there, the guest didn't want to come in and do it without his buddy there, so I don't blame him. You dance with a partner that brought you, and his partner wasn't going to be there because of a death in the family. So John asked me to step in at the last minute, and we talked about a lot of stuff that's going to be familiar to this group in terms of Big Frog, Small Pond. We talked about how do you build that first few hundred, one at a time, toward your 1,000 true fans. And we talked about the million follower fallacy and why that is. And basically talked about why I made some of the decisions that I've made. Trish Callahan asked me if I had any regrets about the way that I had gone. And the truth is, no, not really. I try to think about what do I wish I had done differently. Done something sooner, done something later. And I think the only thing I would have done differently that I'm actually pretty convinced of was that instead of rolling out all the ebooks, bang, 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 I would have taken the extra 2 weeks or so between each book and published them in paper as well. Even though that would have meant delaying the release of Captain Share, and then it probably wouldn't have made much difference on Owner's Share, but it would have meant that I would not have made the September or the August release for Captain's Share, and that was a big portion of last year's revenue. So yeah, that one's an iffy one. I think from a production standpoint, not being buried in paper right now would be an advantage. And I have a couple of people, people keep asking me, why don't you outsource that? Well, it's not the layout that's the problem. It's the review of the layout, and only I can do that. Now, full share is not as bad. There are actually more substantial changes in terms of, there's a lot of sentences that are kind of, eh, really? I remember this is a book that was, has had pretty decent success in audio. It's had pretty decent success in ebook already, or the Ryden labels. But there's sentences in it that make me go, what the hell am I saying here? And it doesn't scan correctly. So I'm fixing those. I'm also toying with the idea of doing a virtual box set for the first three books. They're three books, reach about 240,000 words across the three books. I'm not sure I could be able to do that in paper, but selling the set for like $9.95. is, you know, it's basically buy two, get one free. So I'm giving serious consideration to that once I get this paperback thing taken care of, once I get this other project that I'm working on taken care of, looking at the first three books and putting them up as an omnibus for new people coming in. So I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. Just drop the price of the first book or something. I don't know. I think the answer is don't fret about it and just move on. But be that as it may. So yeah, it's Friday. It should be a good day. It's cold. It's 35 degrees out. It shouldn't feel as cold as it does, but I'm just getting old and feeble in my old age. I do need food. I didn't get any breakfast this morning. I was up very early, like 4 o'clock, which is unfortunate. Cats woke me up, scratching on the bed. And so I got up with the cats to let my wife sleep a little longer. And it wasn't enough because I didn't get all the cats. I only got 2 out of the 3. And the third one woke her up. And, of course, being up too early, she's not in a position to be able to go to work today. So, too much discomfort from her various illnesses to be able to go to work. So, yeah, she's going to be home, sick kid with a fever. She's going to be home. I've got stuff that's going to tie me to my computer, but I'm going to be turning my light on and putting my earphones on and settling in to do a heavy-duty ignore this morning, probably starting around 8 o'clock, and pretty much ignore everybody until noonish, and think about what I want to do for lunch. I may wind up going to the grocery store for lunch just because I think the cold cuts have overstayed their welcome. And we're almost out of frozen burritos, so the kid will take a pack of ramen, but the wife is going to require something different, probably. I don't know that I have anything lunch-like in the house, so yeah. I'll make chowder for lunch. I don't know what I'm going to do today. I do know I'm going to work today. What I'm going to do to support the family in terms of chores, not so much. I have no idea. I really have stuff that I can do that I've been wanting to do for a long time and I intend to do. bunker pull. I intend to do as much of it as I can today. So, yeah, sun is bright. It's shining in my eyes. So I'm supposed to go talk to John Moreau, I think, next week, the week after? Week after. I'm going to talk about, is podcasting dead? Yes, clearly, I think podcasting is dead. No, I don't. It's one of those sort of kind of trolley kind of topics, I think. People who like podcasting will tune in to find out, oh my goodness, how can they be saying that? People who are not into the podcast scene are going to say, well, yeah, sure. So, I don't know, it's kind of... Try to give John a hand here. I'm not sure I'm going to be that much help to him, but who knows? We can do an hour. Be a nice break, get a chance to talk to Dan Sawyer, get to talk to Brand, and Patrick McLean will be there, so that's always a good time. Oh, and if you want to watch the interview from last night, I think it's already online. The video of it is already online. And I think I got a note this morning that said that the audio, so if you just want to listen to it, I don't think you're going to gain much by looking. But if you want to listen to it, I think the audio is up there as well. Self-publishing roundtable. I think that's the name of it. Self-publishingroundtable.com. I feel myself slowing down. My legs are tired. Okay, sun's beginning to warm me up here a little bit. I can feel it through my jeans and my legs, which is good. I pushed back the heavy hood. I'm going to leave the fleece hood up just because otherwise it gets kind of more chilly than I'm comfortable with. I'm such a little baby. I don't want to be cold. If I can help it, I don't want to be cold. But I'm working up a bit of a sweat, which is good. It means I'm getting workout. It means I'm moving. If I pick up the pace here for the last pass. Got a guy coming up to the stop sign. Come on, guy, move. Oh, nice stop. Not that I'm complaining, but... I'm hiking, I'm walking, I'm moving. Not picking up any interesting scents this morning. Some mornings I pick up like, if somebody's doing a drying, I can smell the dryer sheets, but today it's mostly vegetation, it's mostly kind of a musty scent. I hope it's not me. I don't think so. I'm not likely to be smelling myself. I'm so used to the aroma. I only took a shower yesterday. So we got the day off to a good start. I get to make sure there's actually audio here. That would be kind of a pain if the audio file failed today, but I got a good walk. Sub 17 minutes on the first mile, so that's good. Good pace. It's a beautiful day. I can hear little birds. Sparrows, probably. Some starlings. Yeah, spring is probably not too far away. I realize this is February 20th, but spring comes early in the high country. And it's... spring comes early, but we also have a fair amount of snow in the spring, so... Yeah, it's a... one of those two-edged sword thingies. Well, not bad. 17 and a quarter on the back half. That's good. I thought I was slowing down. I was a little bit, but not as slow as normal. So 34 minutes for the round trip. I'll take it. It's 2 minutes sooner to get to breakfast. And I am ready, so ready for breakfast. But on that note, it's time for me to say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.